We are learning Maseches Ba'Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Oma Abaya, Hayman Deboyi Lamahevi Chasimas Yedeb Beidino. If someone wants to give in his Chasima to Bezdin, what's the case where you have to do that? So the Rishpam explains to Peter Gemara and Ksubis, the halacha is, if you have Reuven and Shimon that were Edim on a shtar, they could both walk in and say, that's our signature, and that's a Kiyan. Reuven and Shimon say, that's our signature. Problem was, Shimon died. And Reuven could come in and say, that's my signature, and then Shimon's signature is his signature, and he'll be mitzvah for another eight. The problem with that is, the Gemara and Ksuba says, that it turns out you're being moitzi the money al pi three quarters al pi Reuven, because one eight is Reuven, and the other half you're giving Eidah. So it'll be three quarters al pi Reuven, therefore Allah is, you're not supposed to do that. So what's the Eitzah? So the Eitzah is, Reuven should sign his name on a piece of paper, give it into Bezdin. So now Bezdin could be Mekayim Reuven's name by itself. And then Reuven and Yisachar come and be are made on Shimon's signature, and then it's fine, because it's not being Moitzi Mammon a day three quarters, only a day Moitzi Mammon a day a quarter of Reuven, because the other part, the other one, the other Reuven's name was done a day Rechasima. But Abai says, be careful. When you give in that shtar, your signature, be careful, because someone could write something on it and then have something called a ksav yodoy, which means his ksav, or his signature, that he says, I owe someone $100. Oh my, Abaye, hi, man, the boy, the mech, we chasima si deva, you know, a person wants to write his chasima to give it to Bezdin. Loy lechavi, besoif begilta. When you write on a paper, don't write at the end of the paper. Dimma mashkuch le'acha, someone will find it. Vechsiv, will write on it, the masik be'zuzi, that you, Reuven, owe him money. Vetanan, hoitzi lov ksav yad, shu chayav loy. If someone brings out a ksav yad, which means with a signature, that Reuven says, I am chayav money, goyva nuchas me'charim, you are goyva. It doesn't have it in shtar, it's only nuchas me'charim, but it works enough to be a raya that you owe the money. So he said, so Abai told his Eitzah, be careful, never write the signature at the end of the paper, right? At the beginning of the paper, you can't write anything before that. So then, there's no chash, any ziv. So Mar brings a ma'isa. Ahu Bazbina. Bazbina was a guy who collected taxes. Loshon of Mevazbez Amoyne Yisrael, Yisrael. Bazbina. The Rashbam says he was a Yisrael. So this Bazbina, the Oskar made Abai. And he told Abai, you know what, I'm going to do a big favor between the Chavim, I'm giving them a pass, they're tax exempt, but I need to know your signature in order to know when they bring a paper from you that they are a Talmud Chacham. I'm not sure it's true, so I want to see your signature. Give me a paper with your chasimus. This way, if someone comes with a tax exempt form that you sign, I know it's you. So they'll show it to me. They'll show it to me. I'll let them pass below mixer without any taxes. So Abaya started writing down on the piece of paper his signature. Achlo raised me guilty. Put it on the beginning of the paper because he doesn't want any mezuyif over here. No forgeries. So I have a kanogibe. So the Bazbiza was trying to pull it a little bit so to make Abaya go lower on the paper. Amale Abaya says, I know your tricks. Kvagadumach Rabbanon. The Rabbanon know all the tricks. You know, Ochani Beramoyis, like we had in Parashas Vayetzeh. He didn't know all those tricks. So therefore, I'm writing the beginning of paper, and I know, and you're trying to pull it down until you should be able to have do Rav Moyes. I'm a buyer. A different shayla about Rav Moyes, about the forgeries. I'm a buyer. If you're writing on a paper, money, amount of money, mitlas vad eser, if you're writing that amount that someone owes someone, either 3 or 10, let's say you write 3,000, end of the line is tlas, and the next line is 1,000, elef, the word elef. So you shouldn't write at the end of the line. Why? Because you can add it on to tlasin, make it into 30,000. And tul eser, because tlasin and arba'in and chamishin and shishin and shivin, you can add on the words, and eser more so. So why not one and two? So that the mafarsh should speak out, because one and two, you write, you don't write a number, you usually write a selah or sla'im, or dinner or dinrim. Once it gets to three, you start writing numbers. That's number one. And also, after eser, let's say it's achad asar, so if you want to write esrim, it has to be echad ve'esrim. Achad asar, you can't write achad esrim. It has to be achad ve'esrim. There's no room to put the vav in there. So that's what the whole shash is only from 3 until 10. And Tosfos speaks out, there are masks, small Tosfos. Pirish, you call Salshon Akeva, the ksiv tlas. If you write tlasa, then you can't write tlasin, because it has an aleph there. So here, other Rishonim argues here, they'll erase the aleph and put it in Yud Nun. But Akapam, don't put tlas and es at the end of the line. Look, if Shita, Dilma, Mezuyif, Mezayif, Vekosav, maybe he'll add on Vekosav and he'll write Esrim or Tishin and he'll write, make it more.
Doesn't mean anything to do with the next one has a
aleph. Makes a difference.
No, no, no.
Like you have elef, it's about 30,000, it's better than 30 plain. V'yis Rambila, I had on that elef, that was my own shtickle tire, because if it's only 3 and 4, 3 and 30, okay, it's a big deal, but you know, it's not, but 30,000, that's really a huge deal. V'yis Rambila, but let's say you're writing the star, and this is, everything's handwritten by a cipher, so it could happen at the end of the line. So what do you do? So Nahadil Debure train and closes image. Try to repeat it a few other times. And the Efshlem is Ramil of Amsterdam. Now land up in the middle of the line. And the loch is you always learn from the Tachtoina. So repeat it again later on in the star. And this way we'll learn out from the Achroina. We'll know that it wasn't Tlossin, it was Tlossa. And that's the Eitzah if it does come out at the end of a line. Ahudav Aksivbe is the star that said that I'm selling you in my gina, Tulsa Bepardesa. It said in the star that Zavnes Leploini Beginsa, that I sold Ruvain in my gina, third of my paradise. A gina is your garden with orchard. So in my, and it's all called one big gina. So I sold you in my gina a third of my paradise. So this guy who bought this went ahead. Ozo Machke Legage the base. He took out the base, the top of the base and the bottom of the base. Now turn to a vav. Legage for the roof of the base, we carried and the foot of the base took it away. Veshav you upardisa. And now how to read? I'm selling you my gina and my pardes. So the guy just got himself a windfall. So they brought the star and the owner was saying, "Wait, I only sold you a third of my pardes. I didn't sell you my gina. I didn't sell my whole pardes." And it says, "But it says the star gina pardes." He changed the base. So how do you read it? He read it like this. How did he change? He says, Tulsa is Tulsa. So he read it like this. He said that I sold you Tulsa the Ginsa, a third of my Gina, v'chala pardes. That's how he read it. It says,
where did the Gina come into the
if you remember what I said in the beginning, we saw, he said like this, I'm selling you in my Gina a third of my pardes. He put the word Gina in there. Now it says, I'm selling you in my Gina a third and a pardes. If I sell you, I'm selling you in my Gina a third and a pardes, means a third of the Gina and the pardes. A third of the gina and a pardes. So that's what, then now it's much more. Because until now I was getting nothing in the gina, only a third of the pardes. Now he's getting a third of the gina and the whole pardes. So they put the star in front of Abaya. Also come to Abaya. Omalei, my taima, ravach le'alma lahai vav. Why are you giving so much room to the vav? Because the vav now is very much removed from the word, from the pay, from the letter pay. Because it used to be a vase, and now it's a vav, so it's removed. It says, why so far? Kaf de ve'oidi. They forced him to be Maida. They confronted him and said, what's going on over here? And he was Maida. What does Kafti mean exactly? Big shout out to Rishonim. Some say they gave him Malkus. Others say you can't give Malkus for this. You just force him until he agrees. Ahud Av Kosev Manas Ruvain Rishimin Achi Havalu Achi. Well, the story was, there was a property that was owned by Shutvis, a bunch of brothers. It was a huge building, 40-story building in Manhattan, and a few brothers owned it together. And Reuven and Shimon sold their chelek, their portion, to this guy, to this guy's Zvulun. They sold the portion, Reuven and Shimon sold it. But there was a third brother, his name was Achi. He didn't sell his portion. So Reuven and Shimon Achi, Havalu Acha de Shmei Achi. He had a brother named Achi. Ozal Kosov Bey Vav. So it said here in the star that the Manas, the portion of Reuven and Shimon, are sold to Zvulun. And it said Reuven Shimon Achi. So he put in the letter Vav on the Achi. Now it said Reuven Vishimon Ve'achi. So he gets everything now, the whole entire building. Havlu Acha, Dushmei Achi, also caused by Vav. Vishavya Ve'achi. And he made it to Ve'achi. This way he got the whole property. Also came to Abai, Amalei. My time, Adok Le'am, Alahai Vav. Why is the Vav so stuffed in there? The Reuven Shimon Ve'achi, it's very close together. So Kaf Devoidi, again, they forced him and he was Maida. They already saw a Reisa here and they knew that he was lying and this got him to be Maida. Ahushtara, Davachosla, Rava, Rav Achaba Adar. Rav Achaba Adar was much older than Rava. So there's a star that came into Bezdin, to Rava's Bezdin. Rava was signing it and Rav Achaba Adar was signing it. Also came into Rava. Amalei, Den Chasimis Yodidi, it's Hakamai Chasimah. So, you're right, it should be a good start. Here, Miu, but let me tell you one thing, it makes no sense. Because Miu, Kamei de Rav Acha Ba'ad Alei Chasimu Limi Oilam. I never in my life signed in front of Rav Acha. Rav Acha is much older than me, I always gave him the covered, he always signed first before me. Kafte Ve'oidi, they forced him and his Moidim. So then they asked him, Amalei Bishloim Adidi Zayfis, Bishloim my signature, you could be Zayf, okay, good. The Ross the other day, he was much older, and his hand shook. How do you make his signature? He said, he walked across a rope bridge, and while he was walking, he signed it, and therefore he was shaking on the bridge, and that's how he had a natural shaking in order to make it look like Vacha Ba'ada. Because he stood on top of a pail, and he wrote it also. It was very shaky, and that's how he did the signature. Now, it's a void in this Gemara that if not that they forced him to be Maida, it would have been a good star, even though Rava did not remember it. But Rava says, yes, my signature. So the Ritva writes here, V'shamina mahacha, the ilav da oidi, that the star would be Mekuyim. Afa pisha Rava loy nisker ma'amais, even though Rava didn't remember it. U'shaloy kedivri ha-rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Paraches, Halacha Dalet, that he holds a kosav shesarok sheizochor hamaisa. Look at the Rambam, because Rambam arrived. If an aide is saying that's my signature, the Rambam says he has to remember the story. Doesn't remember the story, it doesn't help. Rambam says no, just he's saying that's my signature. So Zokhtar 12, in this story, it's mavuyer that would be enough. The other Rishonim say it's not kashan the Rambam because Echanami, he wouldn't have believed him anyway. Just this way, they already chapped him on something, so they forced him to be made, but Echanami, they wouldn't have just believed it just because of that. And it's not a kasha on the Rambam.